WJBR Internet Radio for the inquisitive mind and the sophisticated ear. How you doing? Hope you doing good. I'm doing good. What a day. That's all I got to say.
Yeah. Shorty, I know what you need. I got everything you need. I promise I ain't gonna hold out neither. Give it all to you, baby. Swear to God. Bless it.
Baby, if you give it to me, I'll give it to you. I know what you want. You know I got it. Baby, if you give it to me, I'll give it to you. As long as you want, you know I got it.
Baby, if you give it to me, I'll give it to you. I know what you want. You know I got it. Baby, if you give it to me, I'll give it to you.
We've been together for a few years, shed a few tears, called each other nicknames, and sugar plum and Pooh Bear. I'm always on the road, hardly ever home, always busy this, busy that, can't talk on the phone. I know you aggravated, walk around frustrated, patience getting short, how longer can you tolerate it? Listen, mom, just motivated, I do this for us, stuck on the grind, trying to elevate it.
Hey, yo, to really be honest, you stuck with me through my whole struggle, can't even express the words how much the kid loves you. I'ma stand as a man, never above you. I could tell that you different from most, slightly approach you, and it is the body. We don't sex every day, but when we sex, we tease in a passionate way. Love the way you touch it, a little elaborate way. Got the guard feeling released to relax for the day. It's on you,
baby,
mom.
If you give it to me, I'll give it to you. I know what you want. You know I got it, baby. If you give it to me, I'll give it to you. As long as you want, you know I got it.
Baby, I'll give it to you. I know what you want. You know what you need, baby.
Mommy, listen, I feel your love for me, baby, and how it moves to you. And I've been longing for the moment to talk the truth to you. Listen, I'm never home, I always get up and go. Putting you through the unnecessary rigmarole. I never meant to put 1,000 pounds of stress on your head. I love the way we sleep and the way you always cuddle a bit. Baby, I stay embracing your patience, shedding your tears with me. I ask you, my mommy, please continue to bear with me.
We started out broke, constantly on the road, cutting up in the streets like we would never get old. Went from Lucy's and buses and 50 cent sodas and Novas to Hondas to Lexus to Rovers. Mad years past, still got each other back. Working for never knew none of these industry cats. Boy, we like throwing molds, walking shoulder to shoulder, milking this game, watching our seeds getting older.
Baby, if you give it to me, I'll give it to you. I know what you want. You know I got it. Baby, if you give it to me, I'll give it to you. As long as you want, you know I got it.
Yes, you know I'll die for you. And you know I'll ride with you. I will always try with you. And give you my love and cry with you.
I will climb a mountain to cry. Baby, come and get more love for me.
All right.
Why you love is supposed to be.
I pull up to the house in the yellow Lamborghini. It's been a few months in PA, you haven't seen me. You looking good in that Gucci bikini. 38 carats, your ring looking crazy. No matter what I do in the world, you never leave me. Fall back, ma, I make your lifestyle easy. I appreciate the things you do to please me. Looking at my daughter, you never give me grief.
To me, I'll give it to you. I know what you want. You know I got it, baby. If you give it to me, I'll give it to you. As long as you want, you know I got it.
Rezzy Poo.
What it do, boo? What it do? Happy hump day?
It do what it do. That's what it do.
That's what it do, then. How was your day?
It was busy. It was long. It was, you know, it was not really long. It was just another day, and it was busy. It was busy. So, you know, and so it's just so funny looking at me now as opposed to 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago, Javon. Like, it's just...
Do tell.
Yeah, you know, like, it's so funny that what came to my mind, and I know you're going to have some kind of crazy thought about this, but, it's almost like the young slave who thinks that they can win the master's favor as opposed to the old slave who realizes they're a slave. Period. You understand what I'm saying?
That's good, ain't it?
Yeah. I ain't picking no extra 500 barrels. No, sir. No, sir. No, thank you, sir.
No, sir. No, sir.
Not even for the top of the hog head. No, thank you, sir. I'll take my chitlins and go in the cabin. Thank you so much.
Mm.
I'll take this one little bale, and I'll go into the cabin. Thank you very much. Chitlins, not bad. You put some pepper and hot sauce on it. Thank you so much. I'm all right.
But can we talk? You know, you want listen.
I know. You know what? And why do I poke the sleeping bear? Okay.
I don't know.
I'll be laid out at the end of the show. Oh God! But it's my fault. I did it. I know what I did. I know what I just did. I know what I did.
Well, I'm gonna say this then. First of all, that is what we call evolution, my dear friend.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's called evolution. And can we talk about the psychosis, though? The psychosis of that whole entire thing. And this is generations now. You know, this ain't stop and start with me or you. We are just a blip in the screen. But the psychosis of the education system, the psychosis of them giving us, first of all, let's go back here. I'm going to go back as far as I can go back because I know it goes back further than me. I'm going to say that in the beginning. But the psychosis of making it illegal to educate us, the people who built the pilgrims now, I just want you to really dig in here with me for a second. The people who built the pyramids.
For good reason, too.
The Sphinx. And anything else you want to know, okay? You made it illegal for us to get a formal, quote-unquote, education, right? So never mind that our monuments are still standing centuries later. Never mind what it took. Never mind that we, you know, did all of those things. And never mind that we came from an amazing place with amazing resources. Never mind all that. We weren't educated because we didn't know your way of pilfering, right? So you set us up in this system, a system full of freaking lies. So you indoctrinate us, thank you, Cousin Jane, into this system. And then you rank us in this system with these biased tests, culturally insensitive tests, right? And then you grooming us you're ultimately grooming us for 12 years to come out of this system and compete, unfairly compete, in your corporation as more workers. And then we get into this system, right? And we're still ranking in there, you know? We're still trying to prove something that existed within us all the way. Like, it didn't take any of your, I'm here to tell you, it didn't take any of your supervisors, and that's what I call them, to tell you how great you are. The fact that you arrived and opened that door is greatness. In fact, they should have been blessed to have you. How do you need your seat fluffed today, Miss Armstrong? How would you like us to print your money, Miss Armstrong? How do you like your coffee, Miss Armstrong, for coming in here today and serving us in the capacity, for sharing your genius with the world, for doing your sacrifice in what you do? This is what they should have been doing. But no, they indoctrinate us in a system far beyond education, right? And then in that, we also dedicate, because, you know, we get into spaces and places where we believe in what we do, right? Or we even, let's just go on further, let's just say you love what you do. Then it becomes a thing internally that happens with us wanting to not just be there as acquired, be there as we are
required.
Thank you.
Required.
Thank you. I'll share why the words are bunched up in a minute. As we are required, but then we do things like, because we then connect our souls into everything we do. Because see, that's the black experience. We cultivate our souls in everything we do. Everything we do is connected to our soul. So then we start to give them the most valuable thing and the only thing we can't get back, more of our time. See, it doesn't matter that they can't put a dollar amount to the time that we already required to do, excuse me.
Now, there we go. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
I didn't want you to be out there by yourself.
Thank you. I am full of gas, and I will share briefly why. It's been a day today. But I'm here. God is good. Man, so beyond the hours that we're required to do, Silky, then we do things like, I got to finish this because I got to do this because the only thing that we cannot get back in this life is what?
Time. It's a commodity. One of the most valuable things we have is time. So we really
time.
Have.
So then you when you evolve and you get to a space, and see, you arrived at a tender young age at this very, very, very understanding.
Yep.
You know?
I'm good. I'm so interesting to myself right now. I just sit back and it's almost like I'm sitting back watching myself move through this period in my life.
Mm.
And I'm like, ooh, what you gonna do now? Turn around and say, girl, tell please. I'm gonna make it do what it do. And then I'm gonna go my black tail home. That's all. I'm not gonna do nothing right now. I'm gonna let them do it. I'm not gonna do nothing. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna teach somebody else how to do it. Here you go.
Ooh.
Here you go, baby.
That part. Listen.
See, this is young Javon. What? Really? Oh, I'll be right. Okay, no. Well, if you don't have anybody to go, I'll go. No, I'll do it myself. I'm there. No, I got you. Don't worry. I'll do it. I got it. She's what? Oh, no. I'll be right there. Don't worry.
And guess what they wouldn't do?
They wouldn't worry. They'd be like, worry. She got it. Old slave Javon. Really? Now calm down. Can't breathe. Are you breathing? You don't even sound like you're breathing. No, no, seriously, you gotta breathe. Okay, now what's your plan? So you have resources. What are you gonna do? Mm-hmm. Oh, I know it's late in the day. Are you gonna stay late? Because it's your responsibility to get it done. How are you gonna get it done? And yeah. No, I know I sent the email saying if you needed help to let me know, and so I'm helping you to come up with your plan. Is therein lies the difference. See, because it's really, for me, about not trying to be Mighty Mouse. It's about teaching people to fish as I move on down the stream and move out the way and let the youngins do it.
It ain't even the youngins.
Or the oldins, it don't matter. Whoever. Mm-hmm. They're younger than me. Everybody, this is how you fish. No, you got to pick up the worm. I know it's nasty, but you got to pick it up, baby. It's the only way you're going to eat. Because I can't feed you no more.
Hello.
I can't do it.
Exactly.
So.
And there it is.
Yeah, that's where I am.
You know, I'm here if you need me.
Yeah.
I'm here for, and I define how I'm here. Here if you need me does not mean me getting in my car. Does that mean me waiting on whatever?
Yeah,
you know?
Sure.
Do you have one of those people, because they're everywhere, do you have one of those people that when they see you walk out the door at 5 o'clock, they gag?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got people like that.
Yeah.
But
like, where are you going?
I also got people at 5 o'clock, I can't find them. I'm like, all right, y'all off to a good start. They better than I was when I was where they are. 5 o'clock meant it might as well have been 1 o'clock in the afternoon, because my day wasn't anywhere near finished. I when I say I gave of myself, I gave it all.
You
know, these people, then again, they don't look like me. You know, they don't look like me.
A word.
So they're like, peace out. What you here for? I don't know what you gonna do. And I'm like, well, good for y'all. Good for y'all. Good for you. Don't burn yourself out. Go see your children. By the time I finish that sentence, they're gone already. I'm still talking to the air. I'm like, okay.
But
that's something that we have to, you know, teach ourselves, give to ourselves is our time, you know? There's nothing more important than what's important to you, you know?
That part.
So, and who is important to you? Can I tell you, my cousin had loaned my grandmother a dining room tablecloth, like a tablecloth. And she wanted it back because my younger cousins, they're all going to be at her house for Christmas. So my grandma said, fine, I don't need your old tablecloth
anymore.
You know? So I said, well, you know, because I'm getting ready to get her a new table, you know, for the dining area.
Okay.
I said, so I'm just going to send you something from Amazon or whatever for right now, just to cover your table until I get the table to you. Oh, no, you don't have to do that. Well, when the tablecloth arrived, baby, this is the nicest thing I ever seen in my life. I said, in your life? You've been living a long time, that tablecloth. I'm just saying, you know, like, do something nice. It's the little things. People really, really appreciate the small things that you do for them when they really love you, you know? And let me just tell you, I've been having a ball for the past week. It's the haze, the highs, the calls, the whatever, you know, as people know, my birthday just passed. It's been amazing. It's just been amazing. So I'm so grateful. I just want to thank everybody, who and Facebook will make you feel like a superstar. like you the most loved person in the world, all the daggone comments and stuff. So shout out to Facebook for that. If that's the one and only thing you do that's good, you know? Make people feel good on their birthday. And we should be making people feel good every day.
Yes.
You know? Hit somebody up, damn it. Right? Hit somebody
yes.
up.
Yes, yes, yes.
I got two cards in the mail I haven't even opened yet, and I'm trying to figure out why my sister sent me two birthday cards. I have not opened them yet. I'm assuming that one is either one is for Christmas or she forgot that she had sent one and sent the second one.
Or maybe one is funny and or one is, you know, sentimental.
Oh, God. One to make me cry, one to make me laugh.
Or you pick up two and you say, I like them both and can't decide. That's me. Pick up two, can't decide, blah, 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 buy them both.
Exactly. Right. That was cool, though. I mean, I'll open them. So the hits keep coming. So
nice.
It did not escape me that there is a white bandage on your hand.
Ah.
She's like, what hand? Whose hand?
I'm like, bandage on my... Yeah, that's soon to come off. Yes, yes. I had a bit of a surgical procedure earlier today. And everything is good. I am home. I am still high. And, you know.
I like that. The high.
Trying to do all your little maintenance kinks and all that stuff before the beginning of the year. You know.
Yeah. I've been trying to get to a new dentist. My dentist no longer accepts my plan, so I'm venturing out to a new dentist.
Did you offer him? Did you ask him? Did he want to?
To she and
Because sometimes it's just a, and I've done this with doctors. I didn't want to give up. I'm like, why are you changing? Why? Okay, I'm going to get the paperwork so that your people can fill it out so that you can be a part of this group too.
No, I'm good with it. The last couple of times that I went, there was a young, like an intern that they sent. Don't send freaking interns to look in my mouth. I can't. Don't do that. And she was talking about a wisdom tooth that is, I know, I'm so wise. Although all my wisdom teeth were removed, I'm growing back a new one in the back there.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah, at this, I'm teething. I am a big baby, so I get it. But yeah.
Wait, I didn't even know wisdom teeth could grow back again after they were removed.
I had no idea. And
who told you that? The intern?
Yeah, but they took a picture. It's really there. And I said, wow, that's deep. Because they were all surgically removed because they grew this way instead of upward, right? So they grew impacted, whatever, when they first came. So they were all four removed. But the intern, I don't know. I don't even remember what she did. I was like, get out of my, I said, uh-uh, that's it. Where's the doctor? She's like, well, the doctor's not here today. Well, then I'm not here either. Let's, bye. Get your hands off me. Don't touch. I'm out. But now that... But now the new doctor that I'm trying to see, the whole place has been shut down for COVID.
Man,
I'm like, okay, so are we going to get this in by the end of the year? Should I wait and see y'all next year, you know? Because I was saying, so what y'all doing about cleaning and why are you still there? She's like, I'm the only one here. I'm like, sweetheart, you let them leave you there? She said, well, I'm here by my K, and they come and they clean. And I'm like, okay, well, so yeah. There's that.
Someone just sent me, not someone, one of my extended family members just sent me a beautiful picture of, well, let me just say, shout out, happy 90th birthday to Juanita Mintz of Funderburg, South Carolina.
Shout out. Happy birthday.
I'm sorry, Bowman, South Carolina.
Happy birthday, Mama.
Yes, yes. A beautiful, beautiful 90 years of age, 90 years young. Shout out to Aunt Juanita.
That's amazing, man.
One of those days today.
How was your day? What happened with you? Why are you gaseous? What's going on?
Yeah, because, you know that don't eat for 24-hour thing or after whatever thing. And then when you finally put something in because you can hold it and it starts to bubble up. I mean, you don't even feel it coming. That's how fast it comes. So please excuse me.
Yes. Oh, wait a second. LaVon is here. Hold up now.
LaVon.
LaVon was missing from our little get together. And
yes.
So
she had to take she's a self-care day.
Exactly. And I get that. So let me see if I can find you. What I'm going to do, LaVon, is I'm going to, if I can.
Mr. J said, we didn't get no poetry. You gotta love her.
You know, I do. I just put the link in your inbox on Facebook. So please join on so we can get some poetry.
Ooh, we're going to get poetry tonight?
I want
nice.
I want some poetry. Actually, we should actually, in addition to LaVon doing her poem tonight, we should do a poetry night. Hey, Mrs. Matthews, thank you. Thank you. You know, Mrs. Matthews, Misty, and some and others, special thank you. People were generous, and actually I took your advice and got a Cash App thing and changed the name. It's I don't even remember what the hell I named it. Javon's Basement probably is the Cash App thing. Javon's Basement, and people actually visited. So I'm going to put that up on the website, and it's time to update the website a little bit anyway.
Too serious? What does that mean?
Misty J, do you want a link to spit some of your serious poetry?
Because
ooh, we could do that.
Calling all spitters.
And this is just going to be like a test run night, but we can actually advertise and have people run through with the poems. You want to spit a poem too, baby brother, cousin Corey?
Baby brother, cousin Corey writes.
I know.
He spits.
You know, I write poems, but I can't do the cadence. It doesn't work for me. Like I don't have that.
You need a cadence for poetry?
You know, she said, no, I do not.
This is supposed to be a joyous occasion.
What?
Baby brother, cousin Corey.
What is the joyous occasion? This is just another day, right? Spoken word.
Spoken word.
Yes, yes. Or just a regular poem, like roses are red, violets are blue. This is a good show. You know that's true. I mean,
Rapper.
Not all poems.
Do you remember a rapper by the name of Rapper Sex in your discotheques? Remember Rapper Sex?
No.
You remember Rapper Sex?
No.
He was an actual person, actually.
No, I believe you.
Yeah. He was hilarious. My vocals are hoarse. Did a lot of yelling in the office today. Uh-oh. That's never good unless it's like yelling, you know.
Like yeah. Yay, we did it. Was it like that?
Did you have a game on or something? Were you playing games?
Speaking of games, Corey, what do you think of Garrett getting the boot? Jason, be gone. Yelling like roasting.
Oh, like roasting.
That sounds like it's fun. All right, well, LaVon, I sent you the link, so if, whenever you want to come on, has to be tonight because the link changes every night.
So, can we talk about, meanwhile, while we're waiting on LaVon to come on, can we talk about this verdict?
Yes, and I agree, Corey. Two verdicts. Which one you want to talk about first? The good news or the bad news? The good news that's really not all that great. It just, okay, so y'all did that.
Well, it's only good news is because we're so used to it not being good news. Whenever it happens, like whenever the law shows up to encourage us all, you know, it's good news. I mean, not that it took, you know, and you know what I liked was what Whoopi Goldberg said. Whoopi Goldberg, when she was reading prior to the, you know, verdict coming out, she was reading about what was going on in the trial on The View. And she said, you know, and you have to read things legally. You have to say allegedly. And she broke. She said, no, not allegedly. We watched them gun this boy down. You know, it wasn't allegedly nothing. They did it. They ran him down and, you know, and killed him. So now we have them guilty, right? So next up, how long?
Yeah.
And you know, honestly, I don't think anything, you know, in this case, a life for a life. Give them all three life sentences. Not only did they do it, it was intentional.
Yeah, I think there's a minimum sentence of life, but the question is whether or not the court is going to give them the opportunity for parole.
Life without parole.
Yeah, that would be my take, but 26 years ago on my birthday, which was a Monday. Oh, which was Monday. Your birthday was Monday.
What? How did we get away with not knowing your birthday was Monday, Miss DJ? No bueno.
But you know what? That makes absolute sense. The end of Scorpio season.
Happy birthday to
you. Wow.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Miss DJ.
Miss DJ, this is, if I could find it.
Of course. For you.
Here we go. Let's do it. Where are you? Why are you getting the same stupid thing? What is going on here? What is...
Go, shorty.
That's what I was looking for.
Happy birthday to you. Happy not have a day that was. He said, aside for his recognition, because it should never be. Just because some cannot see, but dream with clarity, that they should make it become an illusion. And we all know everything that each different time will bring. Or in peace, our hearts will sing. Thanks to Martin Luther King. Happy birthday.
Now, this is just real quick. This is something my brother sent to me. So just keep in mind, my big brother sent this to me for my birthday.
Is that the Children of the Corn?
You should ask us. I meant to ask at the top, but I was just so distracted with your utter beauty. is anybody celebrating a birthday tonight? Is there a birthday? Well, what is your name, miss? Christine. Is today the actual day? Today, the actual day. Okay, it's Christine's birthday today. Everybody say it with me. Nobody gives a shit. Yay!
Nobody gives a shit.
Jesus. I was joking. You're just an asshole. That was weird, man. I mean, I'm a comedian. I have the right. You're just some prick in the audience. I don't... Happy birthday, Christine. Your parents fucked whoop-de-doo. It's true, you know. Why do we congratulate people on their birthdays? Christine didn't do shit to make that day special. All Christine did was not die. That's it. That's it. It's your parents. Those are the people we should be thanking. Because this is true of all of you, but specifically, what is a birthday, Christine, other than a celebration of the fact that at one moment in time, your father took his throbbing, engorged penis he did, and it was yes. He's like, no, yes. He took that throbbing, engorged penis and slid it into your mother's trembling vagina. Christine, possibly from behind. It's possible. You have to allow for the possibility. You can't rule it out entirely. It's true of all of you, you know.
Yeah, that's the gift that my brother sent me.
As only a brother would.
As only a brother would. So I had to share it with you all. Sorry.
Thank you, Larry. Larry Liquid Love.
Yeah, Liquid Love. So, I'm sorry.
I was going to say hey to Sandra.
Hey, Sandra. Hey, Sandra. It's all in fun, Mrs. Matthews. Just a joke. You know, we're all adults here. At least I hope so.
Yes.
Yes.
And now for the second trial.
To deduce life, conception of life, to that. How was he conceived? Is he telling on himself? Is this comic in Aries? No shade to the first. Sound like a Scorpio to me. I don't know.
She went in.
Could be. So we were talking about the verdict. Let's get back to that. Just nothing wrong with a little levity. Is a win. Every win is a win. But let's take a little closer look, because somebody had made a comment that this proves that the law, the long arm of the law, works in Georgia, and it does not.
Who said that?
Somebody on the radio. I was listening real quick. I don't know who said it. And I just wanted to, you know, to say that no, because when this incident occurred, they were not arrested. As a matter of fact, they contacted the DA and said, hey, we need you to work to do us a favor here. And she did. She swept it right under the rug. And it wasn't until the video went viral and the DA actually got arrested for her part in trying to cover this up. So, you know, I'm wondering, what do people think about this? And there are some places where, yes, a retired police officer. It's because of the video. It's because of the video in this case.
Mm-hmm.
It's because of the video in the George Floyd case.
Mm-hmm.
The video did not work with this Kyle Rittenhouse thing.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't do anything, but it should have worked.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't even need video for that one. But a thought that in order to protect its citizens from police, there should be cameras on every street.
But aren't there?
But those cameras should all be public. So if ever the public requests to see those videos, it should be readily available to anybody. Like you go in the library and request a book, you should be able to go and request a copy of the video.
Okay.
Because that's the only way. Now, of course, you know, they started putting up those surveillance videos to catch people in crimes, black people in crimes, right? But there are crimes being committed by people in blue, and those are being, you know, caught on camera too, and we should have access to those as well. That's just my thought. So I'm wondering what others think about that. Wanda Cooper Jones, the mother of Ahmaud Arbery, told CNN, and hey, Pop, just sliding,
hey, Pop,
in,
too, no?
Just sliding in with your fine self.
Hoping.
You know what I mean? Just sickening with his fine self. Anyway, Wanda Cooper Jones, the mother of Ahmaud Arbery, told CNN that her prayers had been answered and that today was a very good day after three men were found guilty in her son's killing. Yeah.
Oh, well, I can't help but to think that would have been an upset for your ass. And I probably would have needed to get on a plane myself behind that Aubrey case. There's two cases that have provoked inner turmoil and, three. Well, actually, you know what? Let me stop counting, you know, but something as so flagrantly foul as that was, you know, and the idea that they were going to, the idea that gentleman, and I use the term loosely, taped it. It was for their enjoyment. It really wasn't for their incarceration.
Yeah, yeah.
The idea, you know, like he's taping this like he's at a sports event.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it is.
And that's what makes it more sick. You know, that's what makes it more sick. And you know, they've wasted all of their lives at this point. You know,
yeah,
and just
yeah.
I don't.
Disgusting.
Yeah, no. But, you know, and the only justice would be bringing her son back to life. But because that can't happen, I guess this is the next best thing. They can have peace and know that these animals are off the street. These thug animals are off the street.
You know what was particularly disturbing to me was the overt racism of the attorneys.
Oh, my God.
They were so disgusting. No more black reverends. Like, what? Did that come out your mouth?
And, you know, body language is a big deal, right? And you can tell when he was saying it, he really didn't know or think that he was saying anything wrong or racist.
Mm-hmm.
This is how embedded this is, enough to make a public statement before a courtroom on record about black pastors. Now, my thing is, okay, so it's okay to have traumatized this entire family and community by the act that's done, right? And it's okay to now have the case and have the family have to relive through the video the whole ordeal again in court and watch their son slain the way he was. But it's not okay. But you're now so, and see, this is what the white fragility, but you're now so disturbed for the jury. Because of the jury just watched a video of the murder, but they couldn't take seeing Reverend Al.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they just watched a traumatizing, or perhaps not for them, but they just watched a man being murdered on video. But you mean to tell me Reverend Al's face is intimidating for you?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
And then to talk
calling
about
all black pastors.
And then to talk about his coming at him with his dirty toenails. What the fuck are you talking? He had sneakers on. What are you even talking about? And what are you? What his? You know, trying to dehumanize him, mm-hmm. and turn him into the minds of the jury as some kind of monster that deserved to be shot down. And you're absolutely right, Corey, about video being easily edited. If I can do it. If I could do it, because I could do it. I could make it sound like you said some shit you ain't said, okay? And make it look that way too, okay? And I'm not even a professional. I'm learning. Look, please. I don't even take the time to read the instructions, and I can do it. Okay? So, yeah, I've seen a lot of edited video. You know, please, be careful of where you get your stuff from. You know, you really got to watch who's sending it to you and what their motives are. And does what you're seeing make any kind of fucking sense? You have to, you know, really think it out, because it's true. To the trained eye, sometimes, you know, you have to have a trained eye to really catch if something is edited or not. Because I've been fooled on more than one occasion. I've seen shit that looked like, hey, I saw the video. And then somebody said, no, that's not a real video. And then I looked at it like a second or third time closer and saw, you know. So we got to be careful. And yes, but I think there should be video available to the public that is some kind of way locked up by, like, you know how there's two people or three people with the key? You know? and it goes from what, and these people shouldn't know each other or something, you know, like, I don't know, something needs to happen.
Yeah, it's just a weird situation, and, you know, and Will was one of the first people that I heard say, you know, this racism, this kind of stuff has been going on all along, you know, it's just being filmed now, so it's not new, you know.
Yep.
And it's hard to see, but it needs to be hard to see if y'all been doing it in the dark, shine a light on it.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. you know, you're right, Pop, you know, that this one verdict is just like George Floyd, that verdict, and then we had Rittenhouse,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, and then we had this one, okay, what's next? We still have some shit that needs to be reopened. Like, they really need to reopen the investigation on Sandra Bland. Ain't no way that girl went into that woman, that queen, went into a jailhouse and hung herself. If anything, she was telling them how as soon as she got out,
mm-hmm.
she was putting their asses on blast.
Yeah.
Because when you see any video of her, that's that energy she got, that fire. She was not afraid, and she was telling them. And if anything, they gave her a reason to live.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. you going to do me
good
like
point.
This? No, wait till I get out. Energy that she carried.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
As he banged her head on the ground, she was like, yo, you banged my head on the fucking ground. That don't mean nothing to you. You know, like, she's giving it to him.
Yeah, that officer was disconnected from his soul if he even had one.
Exactly. And, you know, there's nothing. They could show me a video of her climbing up and putting something around her neck, and I still wouldn't believe it. I still mm-hmm. wouldn't believe it. That one, that's the one. That's one of the ones. It's not the one, but that's one of the ones that really hits me in a particular way. Sandra Bland, I will never get past that one. But there are quite a few that need to be reopened, reinvestigated, relitigated. You know, it's just not right.
Nope.
Brothers already marched to Stone Mountain with shotguns in the past. Georgia is already lit. It would have been a sad state in Georgia. Even as this jury rendered their just verdicts, this country is contending with the reality that the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act was blocked by the Senate, that restrictive voting laws have been and are being enacted across the country, and gerrymandered maps are stripping voters of their power. We are reminded daily that the fight for justice never ends. And Pop, that brings me right back to that meme that you put up before, that post that you put up before that stated that when we vote, wait, I have it. I don't know if I have it here. Nope, I don't have it up. I don't think. Yes, I actually see, Pop, this is why I always wanted to know you, because you be posting shit that touches my soul. And man, Chulo, here goes. Let's see if we can remove that. A vote is not a Valentine. You aren't confessing your love for the candidate. It's a chess move for the world you want to live in. That's why we got to get all these people out that are doing this gerrymandering, that are trying to strip black folks of their vote, that are walking around with the big, bright badge of racism. Now, it doesn't mean that even if we are able to do that we're going to get rid of racism. Oh, hell no. There's the other side is racist, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that there's people serves them to serve, and when they serve those people, we get a service, too. And I'm talking about poor white folks. All right? Because those are the people that vote for Democrats as well.
Not to mention, and you know, and it's funny because when I got a phone call that talked about the fact that the alleged men that they had locked up for so long that locked up Malcolm X, that killed Malcolm X. And we all knew that it was a conspiracy back then. Those men didn't do it.
Exactly.
Just like for Martin Luther King. The government was behind his death here. You know, we knew that. We knew that the people that they alleged and locked up for Malcolm X did not shoot him.
Yes.
We also knew the man that they charged for killing Dr. Martin Luther King. We knew that was a conspiracy. Like, y'all not telling us nothing new. We know that y'all been behind anything where anytime there's a liberation of sorts of the African-American mind or someone trying to build or act or demand equality or unionize or in whatever it is, folks have an issue with it, sharing or surrendering power.
Rezzy, what's my saying?
Be worthy of the bullet coming to get you.
Because anytime you try to change things, when you try to alter things, when you try to take something from the powerful, whether you're trying to do things good, really, really good, that's going to affect millions and millions of people, or even really, really bad, which I'm surprised at Cheeto, but, you know, I ain't going to say too much, but I'm just saying, you know? Yeah, I'm going to say this. That coming, this upcoming election, the 2022 election, is even more paramount than the 2020 election was. This one right here is even more important than the 2020 election was. It's one thing to have a figurehead that's an idiot, an asshole, and a cruel, stupid, bastard, cheating, lying, slithering snake.
Orange.
But it's a whole other thing to have power of creating the law be those same slippery, slimy, slithering snakes. The only reason he got away with the shit he got away with is because of the Senate. And the Congress. And we right now have two people in the Senate that are sitting as Democrats, but they are really acting as Republicans in sheep's clothing, in Democrat clothing, you know what I'm saying here. Because they're trying to block everything. They're blocking everything. It would be a breeze to get things changed. And I don't want to get too deep into all of that, but I'm just saying this election is more important than any others. And unfortunately, because in some states they already started messing with people's voting rights. They already started they already changed some of the laws so that black and brown people are not going to be fairly represented. So it's almost like you take a team like the Knicks, right? You got the Knicks. And you say, because we have so many great players, the Knicks will get, because, you know, they'll get, because the team has so many good players that are and they're majority black and brown, right? We get extra juice, and then they give all the extra juice to the coach. that's gerrymandering.
You give it to the coach to disseminate, and the players are still thirsty.
No, not disseminate. They give it to the coach, and the coach takes it home and gives it to his kids.
Yeah, but
period.
Yeah, that's true.
That's
but the illusion is that it comes to the players, right. But the players are super thirsty. Ooh,
no,
nice.
No, you got it. She came on with no picture. Now she disappeared. Hey, come back. And bring the video. She want to come on just a voice? Mm-mm. We need to see
come back. We need to see your beautiful face. Come back.
We I saw you sitting there. We need you to bring your allow the camera on, please. I see you. I was just waiting for you to bring your face on. I see you.
In 2020, the presidential election,
shocked.
Republicans narrowed the Democratic majority in the House from 232 to 197, then the 222 to 213 in state. There are 34 seats in play, 20 of which are held by Republicans and 14 by Democrats. Republicans held 53 prior to the 2020 election. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm a little draggy tonight, guys.
Okay. Why does she keep? I think she's having problems with her
camera,
possibly.
No,
I think so. Either, or maybe she doesn't want to come on camera.
No,
we got to see you.
I was my appointment today. As I was looking over Seneca Village, and thinking to myself, yet another travesty. I took a picture from the window when I was waiting, and I thought, wow, all of this little section in here was exclusively ours. And I'm never going to call it Central Park again. I'm always going to call it Seneca Village, just for that reason. I decided it today.
There we go. That's right.
Woo! There she is!
In full effect. I know you want... I know you weren't trying to come on here without your face.
I wasn't. But here's the thing. For somebody that has never met me in real life, you spoiled. you really spoiled. But I said to myself, I said, you know what? This is her full birthday present and everything. She wants the whole effect. So we're going to go ahead and give it to her because, you know, I couldn't be there on that day. So please don't eat that. I'm sorry. Give me 1 second. Put that down.
Fur babies, yes.
All right, so first of all, hello. How is everybody doing?
Hey, good. LeVon in the hell.
Yes. Sunshine.
That's what's up. Yes, and you're right. I am spoiled.
That wasn't a question. That was a statement.
Oh.
It was an observation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hey, Sulo.
Hold on 1 second. I see you holding on the line, 6954, but you're just going to have to chill out for a little while, unless you want to...
Oh, you got somebody else waiting? All right, so I'll go ahead and
No, don't you leave. Don't you go. Don't.
No. I didn't say leave. Listen to me, please. Querida, please, listen to me. I said I'll go ahead and read. That's what I said.
Do you have something else to do?
Hi, Miss Matthews. Thank you so much. Hello, beautiful to you too. No, I don't have anything else to do.
Can you hang out with us here for a while?
Yeah, you can hang out.
Okay, so let's take this call, and then you
all
can
right.
read after the call. How about that?
Okay. You can hang out. Okay, so let's take this call.
That's you on the call. Is that you? Because I can hear 6954. That's you?
That's me.
That's me. That's
What's
me.
Your name and where you calling from?
It's Misty.
Oh, it's Misty
it's
J.
Misty J. Yes.
Misty.
How you
hey.
Doing?
I'm good. I haven't called in a while, but I'm not working today, so I got to call in.
Nice.
Well, I'm glad you called me.
I will keep it really quick since, you know, LeVon is about to do her spoken word. I just wanted to say in regards to the Ahmaud Arbery case that, one, the trauma that came from that video is really what motivated people to move. And it's sad that that's the kind of thing that is required for people to move. Because, like, I'm the type of person, I stand up because when I was younger, I used to say that if I had an opportunity, this is what I would do. But when I got older, I found out that the people that I was working with, the people I chose to work with, you know, professionally, they take this, okay, well, you got to get along kind of mentality about everything. They're not going to stand up because they're afraid to lose their job. They're afraid to lose their status. They're afraid to lose everything. But death seems to motivate people to move. And it wasn't just death, because we've had Amadou Diallo, we had Louima. You know, they had to visually see someone get shot down in order to be motivated to move. And that video actually motivated a lot of young people to really get involved in politics and things. And so now it's really telling. And we have to, as Black people, because we keep saying racism, 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 we have to be strong enough to be able to stand. We can't sit there and wait for someone to die before we say, okay, well, we have to fight this. Because the point is for us not to die. The point in fighting is not to die. And like me, I'm one of those people, when I take my chances, when I take my shots, I'm okay with whatever cards are going to fall. Because I know that, one, it's going to push something forward. But most people aren't on that level. Most people are too afraid. Like my father, one of the things he told me about the civil rights movement is that most of the people who talk about it weren't there. Like my father was from Selma. And he said, you know what? His mother made him go to school. He didn't get to go to protest because they were too afraid of what would happen if you went to protest. So we look at the civil rights movement as this big, grandiose thing. But there were many, many, many Black people who did not participate because they were too afraid of what would happen. And so that's why these things keep happening, because we don't rise up collectively to do this. They're little batches of people, and so they can control that. But, like, what happened during quarantine, where there were, like, these mass riots and mass protests all over, they couldn't control that. They didn't have enough National Guard to put everywhere. And that's when they said, okay, we might need to stand up and listen, because they're not going to go back in their homes until we start to really pay attention. And the sad part is that we have to get to that point for any progress to happen. It's sad that we've gotten to that point where you have to visually become the martyr before anyone is motivated to move.
That's a lot. That's a mouthful.
The point, I only add to that, it was they didn't have enough National Guard because it was global.
Mm-hmm.
Folks were global. They were marching for George Floyd in France.
All over the world.
Yeah. Which shows us that a little microcosm called the U.S. This is a worldwide issue here, and we've had enough. Thank you, Miss DJ.
Thank you, Miss DJ.
You're welcome. And now for LeVon.
Thank you, hon. All right, Miss LeVon.
Oakley Doakley. All right. So the title of this piece is called At the Bottom of the Stairs, The Legend of the Silk. In the land of microphones and mixers, I am physician and magician. I am shaman. I am fixer. In this place, I am king and pure grace. What flows at the spin of my fingertips is magic and mayhem that sways the hits. And no matter what they say, they line up to take this trip. In a world that seeks to misunderstand, the peace within me is that I truly possess all the things that I feel need to be. You see, I hold the power to empower what is extraordinary only to me, even in simplicity. You may see a giant coffee mug set beneath steam of fog, but I see an ode to my allegiance to the underdog. Mm-hmm. Doubted and underestimated for years that still take that field without reservation, and when it's raised, it's expressed as more than a simple cheer. Quiet as it's kept, I do engage my wanderlust by way of flat round discs of cherished melodies and occasional dust. Treasured pictures in motion, some relics of a time past, in neat and sequenced little oceans. Some are portals forward to a future afar. Some teleport me away from my personal scars. The endless woes and endless grief, and all that is of contemporary realities. You see the molded metal and material that sits what you term in park, but affront my safe space, I see a magic carpet awaiting a spark. It will soar through many a street, adrift among so many other souls, akin and otherwise, if for nothing else but to remind me of just how small, in contrast to the work, the big wide world, my fears, my worries, my mistakes can truly be, to anchor and affirm that I needn't be anyone else, but uniquely me. They call me Silky. Happy birthday, beloved.
Wow. Yes. Wow.
That's powerful and beautiful.
You know what? I don't even have words. Thank you.
You're welcome, love. still gonna run that reconnaissance on your residence, though. Pulling up. You know what? When I showed Dave the post, and then like she read the bottom of it, she was like, "Why did you have to spoil that by threatening her? Damn it!" And I'm just like, "I'm like, what are you even mad about?" She laughed about it. No, but honestly, I know I give you a lot of shit. You know what I mean? And again, it's all love. And I'm gonna keep doing it just so that you know. But to be honest, like, you contributed quite a bit to this piece as well. Do you remember when I asked you what were the 6 or 7 things that you couldn't live without?
Yes, and I heard some of it in there. I heard it in there.
Yeah, they were all in there.
I heard it in there, my Giants coffee
because
mug.
Because I got to a point. Thank you, Chulo. But I got to a point where I was like, what am I going to write about Javon? And the title had a whole lot of people, because sometimes I work from the title, sometimes I work from other floating stuff, you know, just random sort of stuff that catches my fan. But the title changed like 4 different times. It was, you know, The Legend of the Silk, and then it was a separate at the bottom of the stairs, and then it was like Javon's dad jokes and other, you know, forms of inappropriateness. all types of... And I was just like, what am I going to write? Because I absolutely did not want it to be something generic. I wanted it to be something that was just like, you know, this is somebody that, like, frequents my space. You know what I mean? Like, this is somebody that kind of, you know, relatively knows me. And they actually, like, when she read it, she was just like, you know, I feel like it says, like, you know her. It kind of says that you kind of, you know, you've been reading her and everything. And she loved it all in all and all that sort of
That's
stuff.
That's what's up. Yeah. That poem, it you see me.
You see me. And that's all that I wanted to convey.
Yeah, that was dope.
Thank you.
No, thank you. That was amazing. That was very nice, right?
That was very, very beautiful, yes.
The talent.
Thank you. And thank you for everybody in the comments. I appreciate it. I'm not ignoring you or whatever. I'm just trying to get my thoughts together.
But you ain't coming down here trying to drag me out and whatever it is you're threatening to do. But, you know, thank you for that.
How was your Wednesday today? How was your hump day, LaVon?
It was a long day. I really can't complain, though. Like, it's, you know, Wednesdays are usually, like, between Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, those are really, like, busy days anyway. So I really can't complain. You know, the holidays are kind of tough, you know what I'm saying, specifically because I just experienced all of this loss. And, you know, like I said, my favorite aunt is not here. And this is, like, the second or third, you know, one where she's not been here. And that doesn't really, you know, it's easier, but, you know, it doesn't really take a whole lot of the sting off. Thank you, Debbie. And honestly, the thing that usually keeps me sane are my patients, ironically. Because, I mean, some of them are just naturally funny, and I just, you know, I learned so much from them. I gained so much from them, and probably more than I give. So there's that. I'm going to look like I came in and only the cats were here, and I'm a little swole self. And I'm thinking, you know, I stepped in the house and was like, I know she lying. But I'm trying not to trip because it's just like, you know, she's allowed to. I'm a little spoiled too. I really am. And I don't want to call myself like possessive. I don't think I am. I really don't.
I think
but,
you
know, I can use things that. Okay, I am. I'm a little, yeah, I am. I'm a little possessive. I'm a little possessive. But yeah, just trying to, I mean, I'm used to things being a certain way and everything. One of those things is that she's home and all that sort of stuff. But I'm trying to get, thank you. You have a good spirit too, Corey. Was Corey on the live with us the other night, the After Dark stuff with the adult content?
Oh.
Was he? Were you?
Because for some reason I wanted to reference it, but I was just like, wait, was he on? No, see, I didn't divulge any like details or nothing. Like you making it a big. Why are you talking so loud? You making it a big thing. I didn't divulge any details. All I said was we had an After Dark, you know.
Yes, he was.
Yes, he was. Okay.
He said he
was. Okay. And honestly, cousin, I needed that. I didn't even, you know, I love the fact that this is why I believe in, like, you know, like the whole, like, divine intervention and all that sort of stuff like that, whatever,
tell
you
me
know,
more.
Your higher power may be and, like, you know, spirituality and the way that things align. Because I never know that I need, like, that pop-up until you pop up.
Mm.
Then I look at my phone like, ow, all right. I'll go ahead and jump on and everything and... Man, it was lit. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say because I don't want to get you in trouble. She was like, Rez is going to do it. I was like, nobody going to say nothing if you don't. Yeah. We had
well,
so much
not,
fun.
I wouldn't, I'm not hating on y'all thing. What was I going to do? What was I going to do, Silky?
You know.
What was the subject matter? What were you doing?
Adult stuff. We were just having adult conversations. It didn't get, like, crazy or nothing. We were just, like, having fun, listening to music. See, you do it. All right. You doing it. You throwing in a little, it did. But you know what? That made me think, indeed, Chulo, indeed, I love a basement after dark. But listen.
Pop was there, right?
Pop wasn't with us.
He wasn't?
Damn. No, it was me.
You must be here by myself. That's what happened. What happened?
It was you. Wait, you said you was getting off. You didn't sign off? You didn't sign off? We didn't just leave.
No. I'm talking to Pop and Therese.
Oh, okay. Because I'm like, wait, we didn't leave.
Good one.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. And you know what? When Javon was like, you know, when she was just like, you know, she was just alluding to the fact that she didn't want to tell you, you know, she didn't want it to get back or whatever. That took me all the way back because it was a couple of your employees that used to act like that too.
Couple of my employees?
Yeah. No, not inappropriate or anything, mm-hmm. but like scared for shit to get back to you. And I'm not going to lie, like we used to exploit the shit out of them. But I'm not going to lie, no. No bullshit, because I was younger and I was a little bit of an asshole. And you know what I'm saying? Like, it was one of them that I don't know what her, I'm not going to say no names, but I don't know what her deal was, but she chain smoked like nobody that I ever knew. Right?
Okay.
You could probably guess who it is, but I'm not going to say her name.
Okay.
But she used to buy Lucy's off me and shit like that. And the thing is that I did not smoke. I just knew that a lot of people around me smoked. And she used to buy Lucy's off of me or whatever. So when I would ask her to cover for me for something, you know what I'm saying? And she'd be like, nah, I don't know. And I'd be like, you know, I could just talk to Miss Thor.
Wow. Wow. You know, and not only did you get your hustle on, you would, and y'all could have been a little, you know, that doesn't surprise me. That really doesn't surprise me at all. It does not surprise me.
But it was never no big shit or anything like that. It was just, like, little stuff that I, you know, wanted to get away with that. I never put her in a compromising situation or anything like that. Just, like, little shit that, you know, wanted to get away with. And, you know, and sometimes I would insinuate, because it wasn't just her. Like, she was the only one that brought Lucy's off me and stuff like that. But the rest of them was just like, you know, they would be like on edge or whatever. And I would be looking around and thinking to myself, man, Miss Dope got y'all in some panties. But you know what? That is
Let me guess,
fine.
Must have been the overnight shift.
She was overnight shift.
Mm-hmm.
See, you probably know who I'm talking about.
I can narrow it down. I can narrow it down. As long as they kept my baby safe and wasn't nobody running, I was good.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I, you know, it was never no type of, like, stuff where, you know what I'm saying, we was getting away with big shit because I knew not to push that. Like, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't, like, totally disrespectful with it, you know. But then, of course, there was the fact that I really didn't like her that much. So it was really nothing for me to be, like, to, like, needle her and stuff like that. I have done so much growing.
Isn't that amazing when you look back on it? And we all have to a certain degree, because then my patience was so short. And you know, it's always funny for me hearing folks that had that we've had experiences of each other, you know, the then and now kind of thing, you know, like you know, they do the memes then versus now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Some of that stuff is still here, though, some of it. But just thinking that.
I don't be saying nothing, but I see it. I be knowing.
just a little. Just a little.
Just
I think
a little bit.
More
right.
Of
just
sense
a little.
Humor now. Yeah. Didn't have too many things that would rub me the wrong way, but messing with my babies was definitely, and that actually still is one of them, though.
That definitely came across.
Yeah.
That definitely came across, yeah.
Javon, you can relate to that one for sure.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Yeah, we don't do that.
Yeah.
We don't do that. And Pop, let's take you up on that. We're going to do that one night. Like, yeah.
You know what, Javon? I actually grappled with whether or not I was going to come on here and read an erotica piece.
Why?
Instead of, I don't know, because I was just like, you know what? And I think I was telling Misty.
You have one? Do you have one near you now?
She always has one.
Went to five.
She's like, I got five.
No. I have 25.
Oh. Okay.
I told you I wrote a book, but
Hey, Chilo.
Hi, Poppy.
Why don't you read one of those, LaVon?
Do you really want me to read one of those?
Yes. You know I'm down. Can you try to use them with whatever device? Because I think that's why we're getting the feedback.
The feedback? All right, I thought maybe that was me. All right. Auntie, salute.
Thank you, Randy. I feel good.
All right, give me 1 second.
Okay.
Right. Hey, Pop.
I feel revived. I feel...
Oh, my God. Your skin is just glowing. It makes the beard look ultra, and oh man, you look beautiful, baby. I'm
just
glad.
How's the sea moss, Rosie?
Huh?
And the sea moss.
Oh, see there.
And the water, the self care, the massages,
all
the
of
archery,
that.
The shenanigans.
And I could see the sun in your posts. I was like, oh, he's warm. Thank you for the warmth today, Pop.
Yeah, I'm here. I just wanted to just wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving, and I'm thankful for you two and all the basement dwellers.
You are looking so good, Pop.
See me?
Like
thank you.
A caramel Tootsie Roll or some shit. I don't know what it is. Just sweet. Just
okay,
delicious.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Can hear you. Can you hear us?
Okay. Yes, I can.
I love me some LaVon.
Yes.
I love you some you, Poppy.
And the feedback is gone.
Okay. So, all right. So I guess I'll do the headphone thing. So, first of all, Poppy gives the best hugs.
She gives the best hugs. Okay.
And I am going to share, like, the cover, because here's the thing. I wanted to revamp I'm working on a revamp of this because this was actually quite amateur, like when I first started like writing and stuff like that. But this is the book.
Ooh.
It's called Deeper Things. My pseudonym is Cookie LaVeau.
She's like, boom, miss the book,
pronounced properly, Cookie LaVeau. Basically, so honestly, like it's basically like it's self-published and everything, so it's a little bit rough around the edges, and so I was just like, no, I don't really want to put that out to Auntie and them until like I do the revamp and everything like that. No, I know. I see you shaking your head. I see you shaking it.
I want that one. I don't want a refined one. I want the rough around the edges one.
To keep
okay.
it real, the real deal.
I know. And it took me a while to really just, because when I first referenced it, you know, I was finding my footing on the show, you know, kind of like dipping the toes in and stuff like that. But then the other day I was thinking about it and I was just like, you know what? Auntie always says, show up exactly as you were, exactly mm-hmm. as you are, whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. And the funny thing is that there are people, I have an active shipment coming in. There are people still ordering it and stuff like that. But I'm just like, well, why would you be like reticent to show her? You know what I mean? Like, why would you be holding it back when other people are like paying for it and stuff like that? My mind has weird processes sometimes.
Wait a minute. What's your pseudonym?
Cookie LaVeau.
Cookie LaVeau.
LaVeau.
Yes, that's exactly what I was going for.
All right.
All right. So I'm going to try to find a short one. So we're not here all night. Sorry, I do that when I'm trying to think. Sorry, give me a minute.
Don't apologize for thinking. More people should do it.
Hello. Somebody said Papa's literally looking like a sugar daddy. Ain't he?
I'm just saying.
One old time kiss, ain't he?
Just fantastic.
Oh, Taboo. Oh, that's the one I'm going to do.
Taboo?
Taboo.
Ooh.
So I'm going to tell you, like, Taboo came to me, I think it was one day in July. I was laying on my couch, letting my brain rest because I was in school for my master's at the time and, like, everything was buzzing. And I think I had come in from a run earlier that day and, like, the soreness was setting in. So I was, like, chilling out. Taboo by Sade came on the radio. And I found myself inspired out of nowhere. And I was just like, you know, I do love this song enough to write a piece about it. And so I did. All right. So this is called Taboo. And it goes like this. An ocean in two stares back at her from the glass. She takes a deep breath, and as the music starts, she closes her eyes. The sharp pop of those drums seems to direct her very heartbeat after a time. The sticky splash of maracas electrifies her. Brings her limbs to life. She caresses her neck and shoulders with both hands while Sade sings. If I tell you now, boom, boom, would you keep on loving me? Those words, that voice, moves her hips, gives them permission to sway in cadence. She opens her eyes briefly, just long enough to give herself a deep, sultry look. She grins mischievously as she spins and notices me watching from the doorway. Now that ocean affronts me. I don't move my eyes or my body. I don't lend her alarm. My hope is that she receives the message in my silence. I am a willing, deliberate audience. She extends her arm, the index finger at its end point, then retracts. She silently pulls me into the quiet storm. A few steps and she glides eagerly forward. Hurriedly closing the space between us. Our fingers intertwine. My free hand seems to rise to the small of her back entirely on its own. Fingertips on the nape of my neck, full lips on my jawline. Her lower half pressed against mine. Her legs begin to move and I allow her to lead, following, mimicking her gestures. She turns softly in my embrace, arches her back against my front. Those eyes now watching the reflection of mine in the mirror. She rests both hands behind my neck. There's that look again. Daring, directing me. I cede, lean forward. My lips brush her ear. And I place my hands on her thighs and slowly slide them upwards.
over lace borders and patterns, over hips and sides, when fingertips meet the flesh just above, just over her ribs at the same time as the wet warmth of my tongue meets her earlobe. I watch her breath catch. Neither of us broke gaze. I let my hands linger and smile while she watches, panting. I wait until her eyes beg for what she is certain is coming. I inhale the scent of her hair as I cover her bare flesh with my hands and feel her stiffen against my palms. I nudge her with my legs. I move my hips. She moves hers in sync. She pauses when my hands slide down below, but I don't stop though. I let my fingers wander and watch, find her middle, massage her, and I watch. She bites her lip, closes her eyes, and at once I knew she was close. Look at me, I whispered, more a command than a request. She opens her eyes. Her hands grip my wrists, quickening thrust. Her force matches mine. I watch until her eyes roll back, and I sigh. I've always loved Sade's music. The end. Thank you.
Yes, yes. I think you're on to something here, Jay. I think we need to do some spoken word stuff. I forgot how much I used to just love just sitting in an audience, just chilling and listening to the spoken word. There's this spot in Brooklyn, and shout out to Michael Thompson, the Brooklyn.
Sorry, see Groom said, well, damn.
Exactly, double snaps and all that.
All of that. I'm so excited. Now, LaVon, let me ask you, would you or do you read publicly?
I did a spoken word event over the summer, totally on a dare, and because I'd had a little sangria in my system. And I read The Beacon, which was, it's a poem that I wrote for years ago when, like, my two friends were getting married, and I adored them both. They're two of the most beautiful men I've ever met, both inside and out. And I wrote a poem called The Beacon for them, and I performed it in a park, like it was a small group in a park or whatever. And to be honest with you, I was nervous, even though like, you know, my friend that asked me to read it or whatever, she was like, I love it. You've got to do it. It's really not that bad once you get up there and everything like that. But there's still like a little bit of like, I don't know what it is. I don't want to call it full-fledged stage fright, but there's like the little butterflies or whatever. So I did it that once. I haven't read publicly in years. In fact, I think I was like in my early 20s. Years on top of years.
Well, I don't think you can be any more public than you are right now.
Yeah, for sure. You worldwide, baby.
Thank you for reminding me of that, Javon. In case I wasn't nervous, you know, I appreciate it.
No need to be nervous. You did that.
I remember the New Eurekan cap. Yes, the New Eurekan and the Sugar Shack. Yes, yes. The poetry slam. And those were vibes. You understand? They were vibes. It was about the meet and greet, the hangout, the networking, and then the slams and the poetry. A little bit everybody would fall through those camps. Yes.
So let me tell you, LaVon, that was the shit. That was dope. That was very dope. And it wasn't even about me. That's what's up. You know?
Pop is like...
I mean, you know, and Chaka Khan wasn't mentioned once, and it was still very exhilarating, you know?
Javon, did you see the verses the other night?
I don't want to talk about that right now. I want to talk about you. I want to talk about you and that poem. Now, there was a part where you was a little bossy, but we know you. And so
what part was a little, you love talking about my book. What part of it was bossy?
Look, we remember
I'm just asking, remember for reference.
Remember the basement the Basement After Dark, we've already established your role, okay? I got
no,
it.
No, I did say that. I've been
but
to Mr. Van Dunn.
Yeah, but
yeah.
All right, see, you're telling too much now, but you know, when you said it was more of a command than a request. I heard you.
It was one time, and the whole thing, like, one time. It was more of a command.
I heard,
and if you,
well,
I know, but
how
if
many
you listen
times
to the context,
how,
hold on, though. If you listen to the context, though, it was more of a command. So there was subtlety. There was.
Which I personally appreciated. I'm just saying that.
Silky, you like that, though. Can we just be real? Yeah. You like that.
I just said I enjoyed it. I just said I enjoyed it immensely.
I know.
I enjoyed it immensely. I'm just saying that, you know, it was a little bossy. That's all, you know.
That's your alter ego.
Right. But you like that.
Are you telling me or are you asking me?
No, I'm telling you what I observed. You like that.
Oh, I really thought that she was going to say, I'm telling you what you like.
Oh my God! And Brez, can I say I love the colors in your closet? I absolutely. I was actually trying to ask you one episode what shade of green that was.
And you know something? I could not tell you. My house colors. That's one of the.
Blip pea green.
I could not see the color. I can ask because the colors in this house change so much. You know, that's part of my wife's therapeutic process. Or when she's like working a lot, she paints. You know, some people do things to get inspiration. She starts doing art projects. Like when she's got stuff in her mind, she starts crocheting. So, you know, we tend to benefit from when she's in the contemplative modes around this camp. But I don't know. But I'll ask.
Okay.
I'll ask her.
That makes sense. Yeah. All right, somebody else say something because I feel like I've been talking for too long.
Well, no, I'll say something. Long. You're very special.
Oh, thank you.
You are extremely
you
special.
So
you really
with
are.
A capital S. Absolutely.
No, we have to get Misty J on next.
I would love for Misty to spit some poetry, man. That would be
I would like to start a petition for Misty J to smile. I've been after her forever about the cause like
it. Because she was smiling the other day. She popped on with us for Javon's, but she was smiling then.
Oh, I feel cheated. I feel cheated. Misty, we're going to have a conversation after this because I feel cheated. I was watching this video on Instagram where she was singing, like, and not smiling. How do you sing and not smile? Singing is a happy thing.
She said.
She's like, and I smiled on Saturday.
She did. She smiled several times. Didn't even giggle.
Yes. She's cute as a button, and she was smiling, and
she
was happy. And I have seen videos of Misty singing, and she has a lovely voice, but she's not happy about it. All right.
It sounds about right.
And she says, "Damn it, I'm not a smiler."
Y'all heard about the study they did on nuns wanting them to donate their brain to science. They can live over 100 years old, mental still keen. They said the ride.
They ride their bike on the grounds. Needlepoint.
Quilting. Don't watch the news or mingle in mainstream too much. Live long, no dementia. Very telling.
My grandmother's 100. And she's far from a nun.
Thank God.
And I'm telling you, you got a man, you got a woman, watch out.
And neither is her granddaughter.
Well, that's true. That's true. Ba-doom-boom. That's true.
Ba-doom-boom.
But, you know.
But Yvonne, no disrespect whatsoever.
Yes.
Your grandmother is fine.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
She is super fine. And just one of those Aquarian spirits that's just...
No, she's an Aries. My mom is an Aquarian.
Right. I mixed them up. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
One of those Aryan spirits that is just amazing. She is definitely the first sign.
Yeah, she's fire, man. My grandmother is just fire. She's fire. I love her.
And adorable. Adorable.
She's quick, still with the, and flirtatious as all get out. She was, you know, my dear friend Ronnie, he was like, "Ooh, oh, gee, grandmother touched me." I was like, "What? She did what?" I said, "She did what?" He said, "I don't know what she was reaching for, but she almost got it."
She almost got it.
I said, "What? That's my grandmother." Then my stud friend, Peggy, said, "Yo, Javon, you might as well start calling me Grandpa." Because your grandmother.
Disrespect.
I'm like, did she say that?
So
yeah.
Real.
Yeah. Because your grandmother, she's fine. I'm like, you know what, y'all? Everybody back.
You know, it's visually and it's that personality. You know what I mean? Like, you just want to hang out with her. She's that lady.
But she's a fun time. She is fun.
She's an absolute good time. And, you know, and it's funny. Every time I've seen her, though, with the exception, I think, of one time, she's always in a circle, you know.
Yes.
Folks, she's always in a cipher, like, you know.
Yeah, and she loves people. She loves to have people around her and be the star of the show. Like, there's not a time that you will not catch her in the back of any photograph. Like, there's a group of people and she's in the back. Uh-uh. She will knock your ass down.
Do you have that picture we took at your dad's homecoming?
I don't believe I have it up, but y'all talk amongst yourselves and I should be able to find it, maybe.
Yeah,
or at least a picture of Grandma, if I don't have the picture with you and Grandma.
That day, well, I say that picture because she was dressed that day she came in here stepping. I was like, "What?
Yeah, she had a little bling, right?
Yeah, she came in bedazzled and just glamorous. She looked like old Hollywood up in that piece. She did.
That makes me think about, like, that one of my exes, actually, the Scorpio ex. The night that I met her mother, for the first time, mind you. You know this woman kissed me?
In the lips?
In the mouth.
The mother or the...
The mother.
Ooh.
My ex's mother kissed me. Like, she, first of all, she showed up to the party drunk, right?
Ooh.
So she's sitting next to me, and I'm sitting there, you know, I'm trying to be polite and everything because she's talking a whole lot, and I can smell the alcohol and stuff, and I'm just going to be like, be nice, you know, this is Bae's mommy and all that type of shit like that. And out of nowhere, I mean, she's sitting next to me, I'm sitting back, and she just rolls over. And you know what I'm saying? Like, kisses me and stuff. And I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, and I'm just sitting there for me. And, like, she went right back to dancing. Like, after I, like, you know, kind of, like, pushed off or whatever, she was like, woo! She got right back up and kept dancing. I went in the kitchen. I was like, Ra, can I talk to you for a minute? Can you come over here and talk to me? She's like, what's the matter? I was like, your mother just kissed me. Her and her aunt did not flinch. They was just like, well, that's her. What do you mean that's her?
That's a need to know stuff.
I'm like, your mother violated me. You're not gonna say nothing. I mean, I'm not saying go beat her up or nothing. I'm just saying, like, you're not gonna say nothing. She was like, man, that's just how she is. And I'm just like, you know what? I'm gonna take myself a walk. That back then, that was when I used to smoke. So I'm like, I'm gonna go outside. I'm gonna have myself a cigarette. I'm gonna take a walk, have a cigarette. Cause y'all tripping and y'all making me mad. Cause I feel like y'all minimizing my shit and it's making me upset.
Oh, God.
It sounds like they're used to moms slobbing down the new girl.
Oh, I got used to mom's antics and stuff because I thought maybe it was just because she was drunk. But she had a thing. You know, she had a thing for me and everything. And I'm just like, every single time we go to a family function, I'm like, all right, so now I'm going to have to deal with Esther.
That's the classic name that goes along with those kind of shenanigans.
Can I tell you, I had a similar experience. I don't want to get into it, but I was 15, though, and I had a really interesting adult experience. that just there's just so much to that story, but I have a lot of stories. Thank you, Jesus, I'm still here. But I remember the next day or whatever, like being in the shower, and then I can't even call her my girlfriend, but the girl I was visiting or something. Whatever.
The girl you was giving the sweet sticky to?
Yeah, that one. Her mother came into the bathroom and was like, yeah, wash that up. And I was like, yeah. She was like, yeah. She was like, yeah. Soap it up. Soap it.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
That's an experience. So, but when I told my friend, the girl that was getting the sticky, she said, "So you should have, let her get it, you know. Then you could say,
like, what is that? Though?
She said, then you could say you had the mother and the daughter. That's what she said.
Wow.
Yeah, that didn't happen though. I mean, you know, like I was not down for that particular situation.
The Suki, you always in something.
Well,
the late Eloise, Lady Eloise, comes to mind. Marcus from Wolverine.
I know. I had a friend that I would tease her, you know, like because she was very Lady Eloise. Trying to find.
I do not imagine.
You got another one you want to spit for us, LaVon?
Yeah.
Well, for that one was rather benign. The one that I sent you before, I don't know if you remember, but it was titled "What Makes You Scream."
Yes, Pop. You're gonna like this one, Pop.
And no, I'm not gonna read it because that's actually a little, you know. But listen, if you got, listen, everybody just calm real quick, right?
Wait,
if you guys want to
pop, you gonna read it?
No, I'm not gonna read that one. I'm explaining why I'm not gonna read that one though. Pop, don't do that. I'm explaining why I'm not gonna do that one though, right? Because what I was saying, Javon, is that the rest of them are kind of like on par with What Makes You Scream. Mm. And I can't remember. I think maybe I sent you What Makes You Scream and The Punisher. I'm not really sure.
Could you read The Punisher?
Wait, give me one minute. Look it up. Wait, I'll be right back.
You know your time is about to run out, y'all. Like, you got like 10 minutes.
We got 9 whole long minutes.
Look, we could do what we want. We have as much time as we say we have.
Listen, that's not what that lady be saying. That lady be saying, like, you have 30 seconds.
Yeah, that lady, because she says that.
We talk over her all the time.
She doesn't run this.
He got a lollipop.
You got props.
But you know, some people are orally trans, you know, mutable.
Why did I open the book and it opened right up to What Makes You Scream? That's so
crazy.
See, that's the one you got
to read it.
Wow. All right, I'm going to listen to the universe because it really did open right up to What Makes You... That's crazy. There's 25 stories in this book, and if this opens up, that's so crazy. But you know what?
Be obedient.
Be obedient. I can be obedient.
The universe, LaVon.
I can
the
be
universe.
Obedient. You be obedient.
Oh.
All right. So,
you got a dog right here.
Stop, Pop.
Oh, this is not
After
Dark. Okay.
I want to read like a piece here. Because I don't want to read the whole thing. It's kind of long. Oh, my God. You know what? I just found myself really shy. Like, I'm looking at a part of this thing and everything, and it's really starting to register that Auntie Rez is on this panel. Like,
you know what? Don't think of her as Auntie Rez. Just
want me to close? What? Read it. I'll turn my camera off.
No, because you're still there. All right. Let me pull my nuts up and just Come on, let's go.
Forget that she's there. Stare at Pops and read it.
She's not LaVon. She is her alter ego.
Yes, Cookie.
You know what? You're right, Pop. I am Cookie.
You are Cookie.
Yes, Cookie LaVon. Right.
Cookie LaVon.
Show us your cookies.
LaVon. All right. As we stepped onto the elevator, I could feel her eyes on me. I meant to tell you, she said, breaking the silence. I love the way that dress fits you. She moved in close as the elevator doors closed, her hands planted squarely on my lower back. Thank you, I whispered, staring at her lips. My pulse had quickened. Legs were weak. We stood for what seemed like an eternity, chest to chest, face to face. Eight, she whispered. What? I asked. She smiled. I live on the eighth floor. You're closer to the buttons. I hadn't even realized that the elevator wasn't moving. You want something to drink? She asked, throwing her keys on the table by the door once we were in her apartment. Sure, I mumbled, surveying her living room. I sat down on the sofa. For some reason, I was cold, and I knew it had to be my nerves. She handed me my drink and sat down next to me. I'm curious, she said, after taking a sip from her own glass and setting it down on the coffee table. Did you sense how badly I wanted to bring you to my house, or were you just taking a chance? She asked. The question caught me off guard, and I fumbled over my words. I guess I was just taking a chance, I stammered, even though you're intimidated by me. She asked incredulously. Excuse me? I am not intimidated by you. Thank you. I said this, trying to hide my embarrassment. Apologies, she blushed. Maybe I missed a few cues, but seeing as how presently you're almost curled up into a ball, I took notice of my posture for the first time since entering her apartment. She was right. I am a little nervous, I admitted. I know it's silly. No, it's not, she said, setting her drink down. You should be. I shot her a startled look, because for most of the night, and this is before we even left the party, she continued, taking the glass from my hand. I've been wondering about one thing and one thing only. She pulled me closer to her and began to slide her hand between my legs. What's that? I panted. Her fingers found my clit and began to stroke it. She stared into my eyes. I inhaled deeply. What makes you scream? Quietly, running her tongue across my bottom lip. Her fingers stroked faster, and with her other hand, she pushed my legs further apart, and I intend to find out. She grinned. Finn. That's it. That's what I'm going to read.
Ooh. Did you cut that?
No, I read a piece of it because it's kind of long. And the lady's going to come on. Like, you have 30 seconds left.
Why are you worrying about that lady?
That was a cliffhanger for your ass. No.
Here's what I will do. I will order copies for you from the incoming shipment, okay?
Are these the cream copies, or are these this is the authentic, like, rough around the edges copy?
I was listening. I'm going to send you the rough around the edges. I haven't finished the revamp because I've got some other stuff that I wanted to work on. There was, I don't know, like, life is such an inspiration, right? So there's so many, like, you know, ideas coming to me and stuff. And the latest thing that I've really been, like, you know, kind of preoccupied with, I don't want to say focused, but preoccupied with, is, like, a piece about, like, you know, the village, like, you know, the village life and, like, what it was when I was 17. Not now. I don't know what's going on right now, but, like,
yeah.
What it was back when I was finding myself and, like, you know, getting, like, accounts from older people in the lifestyle and stuff like that, and having them describe what it was like for them, specifically people that were active in, like, you know, the fight, you know what I'm saying, for equality, the fight for recognition, the fight for safety and the right to just walk down the street, you know, expressing, you know, love for whoever the hell it was that you decide to love and all that sort of stuff. And just the fact that the village encapsulated us in a way, it was just like a place for us to be. What, baby? My male cat is trying to tell me that I've been on for too long. But but yeah, like, I wanted to do a piece on that, you know, and just like get different accounts of that. And like, for some reason, that's really like pressing on me. I also wanted to do a piece about the pandemic. And, you know, so like fleshing that out and stuff like that. So I never really got to the revamp. And lately I've been kind of like allowing myself. Look, there she is. So I've been allowing myself to really like settle in with the thought that maybe the universe is telling you that there's no revamp that's needed. Maybe you should just go with what's pulling you. You know what I mean? And I do also know that maybe the revamp is like related to like my near perfectionist sort of, you know what I mean? Like I want things to be just so and everything like that. One of my goals is to like let go of that. So I probably, maybe I won't do like a revamp, but maybe I'll just start on the other project. I'm getting off. The lady just came on to tell us to get, I'm getting off, Poppy, I promise.
I don't know why that lady intimidates you. She's just.
No. She doesn't intimidate you. She doesn't intimidate me. I was talking to my cat. Do you want to say hello, baby?
Yeah, bring the cat.
Say hi.
What's her name? What's the cat's name?
No, this is the boy.
What's
I'm going to show
name?
You real quick. Bo, look at the, do you see him?
Is he a calico?
I don't, I guess.
Yeah, he's a calico. Looks like mad.
He's so bad. The two of them, so bad. Like, they wait until 3 p.m. to fight about whatever the hell, like, pissed them off earlier in the day. Or they wait until I'm like doing, because I told you guys that I do outpatient sessions. And good news, I just became totally certified as an independent contractor. So that's
all right.
That's one more. Thank you. So that's one more step toward that goal of like doing this shit on my own practice, stuff like that. Don't get me wrong, I'm happy where I am for both the private practice that I work for and inpatient, but excited about that goal and everything. But they wait until I'm like in session to fight with each other, and you can hear them. I don't know if you guys have pets, but sometimes it sounds like they're making actual words, like they're saying, like sometimes I swear he is saying my first name, and it makes me upset because I'm like, I'm your mother, human. Don't talk to me like that. Don't do that.
Congratulations.
That is amazing.
I'm super proud of you.
Thank you.
Super proud of you. That's awesome. Yeah.
And Therese, here it goes. I looked far and wide.
Now look at her grandmother, will you? Look at her grandmother.
I think she was 99 in that picture.
Wow.
Or 98, 99, something like that. Yeah.
Awesome. I love that picture. I couldn't stop smiling because everybody's like, line, everybody wanted a picture with Granny, so we were like three.
And she had the bedazzled slippers on too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look at
well, see what I mean? He can only be unintrusive for like a few minutes.
Bo, do not show us your butt. Do not. Don't do it.
He's good for
don't
that. He's
do
good
it.
For that.
Don't do it.
Because he was doing it. He was doing it. Look at, this is my life. Look, oh my God.
How many do you have?
I have him and his sister.
Oh, okay. Same litter.
She is, they were rescue kittens. The lady that I used to work for, she knows a lady that, she has like her own rescue, company and stuff like that. And, I didn't even name them actually, like the lady that runs the rescue, her daughter had like kind of bonded with them. So she was kind of sad when they had to go. So what I told her, I was like, you know what? I'll keep their same names and I'll send you pictures to like update you and stuff. So I did not pick either of their names, but I kept them because I told her that I would. So
nice.
Nina.
Misty J says that she wants a cat. I just don't see you as a cat person, Misty.
Me but, either, really.
Right?
Come.
But,
you want to say hello? Come.
Cool if you get a cat.
So now that I want her to come over, she's refusing to come. Suddenly her feet are so much more interesting.
That's a cat.
So she's not.
You've had two. Yeah, I've had cats. I've had plenty of cats and plenty of cat.
Okay.
I cannot. Pop was like.
Anyway, people, I guess it is kind of time to go. Thank you, LaVon. That was so dope. Poppy Chulo, it's always good to see you with your handsome self.
Yes.
You are just chocolate delicioso.
Oh, my God. I love and hate his skin. It's so fabulous. I love it. Oh, look at that smile.
His skin is everything.
Thank you. Just a beautiful man. Just a beautiful man.
In the morning, I'm at the Bowery Mission in the morning.
Okay.
For prep.
I will be at the VA hospital.
Okay, so why are we going to the... Oh, what the hell is wrong with me? It is.
Serving.
Yes, you will be serving. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
And what about you, Resi Poo? What are you doing?
I am not going to do anything but be in bed most of the day trying to just give my body a day break, you know, because I literally have not been sleeping well these last couple of days. So I think I could just rest. And today the anesthesia helped. It's going to lull me right on.
Oh, you're welcome, Miss Matthews. Thank you.
I need that too, Resi, because I only had 4 hours of sleep on my every day while I was away.
Oof. That's hard.
Wow.
Yeah, we're going to set up a poetry night soon and very soon. So that's going to be dope. Everybody, you know, have a great Thanksgiving. Or
I'm on the live with Javon and then.
Is that Bay?
Is that Bay?
Yeah.
Let's see Bay.
Yeah,
What's up, Bay?
Where you been, though?
Hey,
Bae. Wait, Bae in trouble. Hold on.
Hello.
Hi.
She's not in trouble.
Oh, she's not? You sure? Can we see Bae?
I'm
going
to poke your head in and say, they want to see you. They just poke your head on. I'm sorry, Ben. I didn't know that you went to the laundry. I feel like shit now.
Yeah,
but
Bae,
I was trying to match
you
when I'm here.
I'm
trying to
make you didn't pick up the HelloFresh box at the bottom of the stairs.
Hi.
Oh,
I didn't.
Hello. Moving closer, Bae. We want to see you. We want to see your face.
Hi.
Oh, you're cute. Look at you. How you doing?
Sorry about that. You want me to get it? I'll get it.
That is so cute.
I know you wasn't trying to go outside. They showing out. The cats are showing out.
Did you make yourself dinner?
No, because I was hoping.
Yes, I'm so in their house right now.
He's doing great things for the homeless man.
I am a fly on your wall right now, just taking in.
Bay is her background, Betty.
You know, I'm so digging it.
She's not at all. She's not at all. Like she just she makes commentary when I threaten Javon and stuff like that. But
and Bay, I want to thank you for that. I want you to know that I appreciate you, and I need your help. From time to time, your interventions are always welcome because LaVon, for some reason, I don't know why, but she goes
hard. You know what?
I
have an assertive type of love. What I do, I'm an assertive type of love. I love assertively. I won't apologize for that.
She's very bossy.
I won't apologize.
Very bossy. Just call it what it is. You hold on the line. I'm sorry, honey. I didn't even know you were on the line.
Oh, my God.
Who's that?
Corey.
Corey?
Yeah, Corey, you want to call back? Oh, shit.
Hi,
you
baby
know
brother, cousin Corey.
You know what? You won't be able to get through now.
He said happy holidays, y'all. Happy Native American Day, everyone.
Happy holidays to you too, Corey. That's what that countdown is for. That countdown actually means we can't accept any new callers. So if you are ever on the line and we don't see you or whatever, just hang out there and let me know here and, you know, or something. Because I'd stop looking because somebody was reading about somebody's clit, and I don't know what happened. And you know,
yeah, what happened when we screenshot?
Hold on. You don't know what happened. You asked me to read that.
I know, but that, it just went, I don't.
That'll be for our basement after dark. That's the call in.
Okay.
You know, I'm just saying. All right, Cousin Corey, we love you. You know what? Happy birthday to Dawn of En Vogue, formerly of En Vogue, and Lucy Pearl. And with that, we'll end with her outro. Everybody, be safe tomorrow, regardless of what you
love
do.
Love, guys.
Or who you do.
Have a good one. I'll see you guys on Saturday.
Saturday.
You have a show Saturday, right?
Yes, I believe.
Okay. I'll see you guys on Saturday. Be well.
Bye.
Bye. What's up, y'all? This is Dawn Robinson, formerly of En Vogue and Lucy Pearl, and you're in the basement with Javon and Therese. My girls. I love y'all.
Hi, this is Mason, and you're in the basement with Javon and Therese.
Perfect.
Hey, this is Leon. This is right, Leon, from some of your favorite movies, and I'm at brunch in the basement with Therese and Javon. Stay here with me.
Still in the basement, no longer alone, with my homegirl Therese on the microphone. Music politics are just chatting it up. Brunch in the basement, see that's what's up. You never know who might run through. Legendary artists or someone brand new. You miss a lot when you miss one day. At least that's what I heard somebody say. But it doesn't really matter what whoever said. It's always a good show with Javon and Therese. Yeah. Brunch in the basement with Javon and Therese. Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, everybody's a friend in my head. I already know everybody. One day I'll tell you about me and Shaka Khan, but, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
But she doesn't know anything about it. But anyway. No, she doesn't. She wasn't even there, actually. But anyway.
Well, I call this, though, Jay.
I want to smell really, you know, nice.
Oh, God.
Okie dokie, babe, whatever you say.
With time, so
and we thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yeah,
well, thank you. This part, that little piece, I'm just going to keep and play it all the time for myself. But no, I'm just teasing.